NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has chided Pakistani leaders for allegedly doing too little to capture top al-Qaeda figures believed operating in Pakistan. In remarks considered unusually blunt as she wrapped up a three-day visit to Pakistan, Clinton said she found it hard to believe that Pakistani agents have no idea where al-Qaeda leaders such as Osama bin Laden are and have no way to get them. Clinton is headed to the Mideast, where officials say she will make a personal pitch to Palestinian and Israeli leaders to restart peace talks. And she said today that there's a deal in Honduras to hold new presidential elections. President Manuel Zelaya was ousted in a coup in June after clashing with business leaders, the military, and the Supreme Court as he tried to extend term limits. Zelaya wants to reclaim leadership from de facto leader Roberto Micheletti. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner has thrown his support behind a plan aimed at safely dismantling troubled financial institutions. He spoke to lawmakers on Capitol Hill yesterday. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
Secretary Geithner says the government could avoid the bailouts of last year if regulators are granted new powers to dissolve financial firms that endanger the economy. The proposal creates a council of regulators that would supervise firms considered too big to fail and step in when those companies are on the brink of collapse.
A failing firm will be placed into an FDIC-managed receivership so they could be unwound, dismantled, sold, or liquidated in an orderly way.
The process would be paid for after the fact by other financial firms in the system. Some Democrats argue financial institutions should pay into a fund up front to cover failures, while Republicans argue a new bankruptcy code could take care of the problem. Lawmakers will continue debate on the bill in the coming weeks. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
The health care overhaul bill unveiled yesterday by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was put together from legislation approved by three House panels, and it's now headed for a full House vote. NPR's David Wilna has more.
Speaker Pelosi waited to roll out her opening bid in the health care debate until it was clear Senate Democrats would also include a public option in their plan. And like the Senate's version, the public option in the House bill requires that a government insurance plan negotiate payment rates with providers. Half of the nearly $900 billion 10-year cost of the House bill is financed by a surtax on individuals making above $500,000 or couples earning more than $1 million. It expands eligibility for Medicaid to those with incomes below 150% of the poverty level, and it would cover 36 million of those currently uninsured. That would still leave some 12 million people in the United States without coverage. David Wilna, NPR News, The Capitol.
Stock prices bounced back across Asia today from their worst plunge in 2 months over the previous three sessions. This is NPR News. France's former president Jacques Chirac has been ordered to stand trial on corruption charges stemming from the period in the 1970s and 80s when he was mayor of Paris. The charges come amid allegations of massive corruption across France's political elite. Frank Browning has more on the story from Paris.
The announcement came early this morning from investigative judges who have spent years looking into massive corruption that took place while Chirac was mayor. His deputy at the time, Alain Juppé, who later became prime minister, was convicted of corruption and spent several years afterwards teaching in Canada. The case concerns alleged padded expense accounts and false contracts issued to Chirac's political supporters. Chirac's former interior minister, Charles Pasqua, was sentenced to a year in prison this week on charges concerning illegal arms deals with Angola. Yesterday, Pasqua implicated Chirac, Juppé, and former Prime Minister Édouard Balladur, as well as the late socialist President François Mitterrand. Former Prime Minister Dominique de Villepin has been on trial this month on political dirty tricks charges. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
A California transportation official is offering a new and somewhat more optimistic prediction of when the damaged San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge will open again. He said he's hopeful it can open in time for this morning's rush hour. Repair crews have been working through the night. 5,000 pounds of steel crashed down onto the westbound lanes of the bridge on Tuesday. Game 3 of the World Series will be tomorrow in Philadelphia. The Philadelphia Phillies and the New York Yankees are now tied 1-1 after the second game last night at Yankee Stadium, in which the Yankees evened it up with a 3-1 victory over the Phillies. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.